The Osgood File, sponsored by Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. To find an independent agent near you, visit AutoOwners.com. This is Dave Ross.
Your loss is unfair. We cannot explain it.
In Dallas, former President George W. Bush and President Obama, whose jobs have included more than the usual number of calls and visits to bereaved families, were there to do it again. Both offered condolences, but it was clear that President Obama was determined to go beyond that. More after this. President Obama's speech at the memorial for the fallen Dallas officers was not just to offer comfort or to praise the officers who ran toward the gunfire Thursday, although it included both those things. His theme was that both police officers and the victims of unwarranted police violence are trapped in a system that we as a society have chosen not to fix.
We allow poverty to fester so that entire neighborhoods offer no prospect for gainful employment. We flood communities with so many guns that it is easier for a teenager to buy a Glock than get his hands on a computer or even a book. And then we tell the police, we tell them to keep those neighborhoods in check at all costs and do so without causing any political blowback. And then we feign surprise when periodically the tensions boil over.
We give the police an impossible job, then blame them when they fail. But he also recounted the story of demonstrator Shetamia Taylor, mother of four sons, whose life was saved by police officers that night.
She said she wanted her boys to join her to protest the incidents of black men being killed. She also said to the Dallas PD, "Thank you for being heroes." And today her 12-year-old son wants to be a cop when he grows up. That's the America I know.
The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.